I can get you. Alright, are you ready? First question.
Yeah.
What would you consider a bad golf shot?
A bad golf shot, I guess. If it doesn't go to your target, or the strike's not good, it's not the right shape that you're trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like distance control and stuff.
Okay.
So you kind of think before each shot, like how you want to see it and where you want it to go, and if it doesn't go there, then... I mean, you've got like bad shots and really bad shots. Like, if you just miss 20, 10 yards, you know, you can still make up and down, but mm-hmm. if you're in a hazard, then you know it was a bad shot. Bad shot. Yeah.
Okay. No, I totally get that. And then, okay, so that's your definition of a bad shot. What do you think is coach's definition of a bad shot when she watches you?
Yeah. I think it's more like if I miss the green, say like 20, 30 yards, but I know I can get up and down from there because I know I'm good, she might think, oh, like she's missed the green, it's a bad shot, like, because mm-hmm. it's not as accurate. So I guess it's like less wide, if you know what I mean.
So,
like, she's more like targeted on the outcome, like where it should be, in the mm-hmm. right place it should be, and if it's not, then.
So kind of like for yourself, you give yourself a bigger margin for error than one coach, for example.
Yeah, margin for error, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So now I'm going to ask you to go into your memory vault and reflect back. But describe how your coach, which would be Coach Jameson, how she usually reacts after you hit a bad golf shot during a tournament. And then, like, if you have any examples of how she behaves or what she says mm-hmm. when you hit a bad shot.
Wow. She's really, actually, the recent tournament we had, she was really positive. So, like, if I had a wedge, and obviously you expect to hit your wedges, like, fairly close. And I hit it to about 30 foot. It was pretty, well, about 20 foot, and then she just goes, it's okay, you can hold it.
Mm-hmm.
So she always, like, tries to make you feel, even though you know it's a bad shot, she kind of makes you forget about it and think about how you can, like, make the best out of the next shot.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes she sort of, if I react badly, like, sometimes when I, like, get my head down and stuff, and she tells me to, like, put my head up and just focus on, the next stuff, and she's... Because I get my body language is kind of gets bad sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So she says to just forget about that and just move on to the next one.
Is she pretty consistent in responding that way?
Yeah, I think in tournament-wise, it's very just, like, thinking about the next hole.
Mm-hmm.
But whereas, like, on the range and stuff, you can kind of tell it's a bit different because mm-hmm. she'll sort of take a step back or, like, look at you and get way more technical with you, which is different to being in a tournament.
You would say that's understandable, though, because on the range you're kind of like there too.
Yeah, you're like working on it, and
tournament you can't really afford to be working.
Yeah, yeah. So if she's telling you to do something, but it's still not going wrong, she'll try and, like, if it's still going wrong, she'll try and figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you're still doing it badly, you can kind of tell she's thinking of why, not and she's not trying to get you to.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
So that's what she says. Is mm-hmm. there anything specific that she, like, does? Like, maybe with her body language, like, throw her hands up in the air, or roll her eyes, or walk away, or stare into the abyss? Anything that you can recall?
I think she kind of, like, puts her head down for a minute and, like, thinks of, like, she really takes the time to, like, think about what she's gonna say
mm-hmm.
before she says it, like, after you've hit bad shots
mm-hmm.
and then in the tournament sometimes, like, I didn't putt very well and I could tell she was, like, on the side, and then she'd kind of just leave like she wouldn't be there after I, like, hit it, like, 6 or 7 foot past. She would just mm-hmm. go.
How does that, like, make you feel when she does that? Like, does that kind of, like, freak you out, or...?
Yeah, you kind of, like, makes you realise, like, that that wasn't good and like not good enough, because that's not what you should be doing, and obviously the coach knows that, so she's just gonna like leave you to it.
Yeah. Does it like affect your next shot? Are you like more nervous over your next shot, or does it actually like put you at ease when she leaves after you hit a bad shot? Like on that.
Well, for me, it like puts me at ease because, okay, so for this tournament, I realized I don't like having coach with me. Mm-hmm. So I was playing really well, and I had 4 bogeys that tournament, and 3 of them were when coach were with me on the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And like afterwards, there was this one shot, I was under a tree and the pin was on the right, and she was like, and she was with me, and I kind of had to like punch it, and I know I would have just hit it out left to the front of the green and like 2-putt, but for some reason I went at the pin like right edge of the green, and there's a bunker, right, and like, I went in the bunker and I completely mucked the hole up, because I was trying to like, I'd went for the shot that the like the top shot rather than what I would normally do if she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it just puts pressure on me to like, I think I need to pull off this amazing shot because coach is there, which is not how I normally play. And like I went at some pins, straight at the pins that were like on the edge of the green or over the bunkers, which I normally would have just played to the side and given myself like a mid-length putt to put like for a birdie, if not 2-putt par. So I realised that this tournament that when I'm playing good, I'm fine, and if coach comes, it sort of adds pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when I was in tournaments that I've played bad, it really helps to have her with you, because she kind of like calms you down and just really focuses you on the shot rather than thinking about what you've done badly already.
So it's kind of like when you're in the zone, kind of like leave me be.
Yeah.
But if I'm struggling, I could use some guidance, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Do you feel like comfortable telling her that? Like, coach, I would just...
Yeah, so I mean, spoke to her after the tournament. I said the 3 bogeys I had were when you were there. Mm-hmm. And I felt myself like tightening up and going for this shot that I would not have gone for. Like the whole round I played like just middle of the green, and that's how I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do that, and she said that's fine. She was like, I'll be there to tell you clubs or something, but you just got to play your own game. If mm-hmm. if you're confident and happy, then you just have to tell me that you're good, and okay. I'll leave.
Yeah,
which I'm gonna do from now on, but it took me this tournament to realize it.
Yeah. And I mean, you haven't played that long, like you haven't had her as a coach very long, so it's kind of all still a figuring it out process.
Yeah.
Alright, so, so you've told me, like, how coach reacts after a bad shot. So, talk a little bit more about how her reactions after a bad shot, like, how does it make you feel? Like, even though she gives you positive reinforcement most of the time, like, does that actually help you, or do you need, like, a bit more of a firm, like, get your head out of your butt approach, or...
Yeah.
What do you feel, think?
Yeah, I think sometimes, like, it adds pressure, because, say you miss the green in the wrong side, and she goes, yeah, you can make up and down, but you know that it's a hard shot coming up, and mm-hmm. now you're like expected to make up and down, and if you don't,
mm-hmm.
then that's even worse than missing the green.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, even though she's trying to be positive, it can add like extra expectation and pressure mm-hmm. like on the next shot.
Mm-hmm. So how would you prefer for her to respond after a bad shot?
I think it'd be just more like not talking about the next shot, but more just like in myself, like, because mm-hmm. I usually have like a thought that I have like throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
and so like she kept saying to me, make sure you get loaded and get your hips through, or like keep your head up, or like
mm-hmm.
stay in the moment type thing. So if she like reinforced one of those things to like make sure I stay sort of in the moment and in the zone of what I should be thinking, rather than thinking, oh, that was a bad shot.
Yeah.
And then I can just forget about it, and when I get to the next shot, just focus on that.
So not really talk about the actual shot, but more the mental side of things.
Yeah, more like, just like, it's fine, keep your head up.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. No. Rather than, like, you can make up and down.
Yeah.
Or you got this 40-foot part that's in the hole. Yeah. It's like...
That's interesting. Like, I've never actually thought about it like that. It's like... Nice. All right. Okay, so describe how your perception of your coach's reactions influence your performance from that point on. So you've kind of touched on that, saying that when she was with you... you made a few bogeys.
Yeah, it just added more pressure.
Yeah.
And made me sort of overthink, change my thought process in of like going for shots that maybe weren't there.
Yeah.
Just because coach was there.
But that's more just because of her actual presence. It's not actually something that she does necessarily, but...
No.
Am I right in how I'm...
Yeah, I think so.
What you're saying.
Yeah. I mean... Sometimes, like, she'll say, go at the pin because of the wind and that. When I know I'm hitting a draw or something that she hasn't seen all day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of feel if I go at the pin, I know I'm going to be left. But if I don't go at the pin, I'm not doing what she told me,
mm-hmm.
type thing. And I did that in San Antonio, and then I missed the green left because I went at the pin. When I, in my head, I was like, I should not be going at the pin.
Mm-hmm.
But I still did it because coach told me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I hit the shot, I was like, you knew you were going to draw that. So why did you go aim there?
So what stops you from telling her that? Like, did you tell her, I've been hitting a draw all day, so I'm actually not going to do that?
No. I just went at the pin.
Okay, coach.
Yeah.
All right. So do you, like, are you uncomfortable telling her that? Do you feel like there's, like, some sort of barrier there?
Well, I think... It's because the wind was off the right, so I knew the shot she was saying was right, like, if it was a straight. And then I think I just thought, okay, yeah, that is the right shot, rather than really thinking about how I had been hitting the ball that day.
Yeah.
And, what was actually, I would have done if she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just gone right up the pin and let it draw in. But because I understood what she said, you know, she does the grass and the yardage. You kind of believe what she's saying, so that's the shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go with it, even though... And then after, you're like, oh, yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
All right. Okay, so... So just in your honest opinion, based on your experience playing golf, what would you consider to be, like, the best way for coach to react... after a bad shot during a tournament, like, what's the best thing she can do? For you?
For me, yeah, it's not like getting technical, or it's not talking about like what's going to happen next. It's just like saying like one of those thoughts that she knows I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows I sometimes overthink, so maybe just like okay, you got it, stay in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Type like thing to just calm me down, because like you stress out after a bad shot, or you can get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like bring like mentally back up to like a normal state, rather than like staying down or worried about fit like the next shot or making sure that's good. Just like getting back to being okay, that's done, now this is the next shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now let's talk about practice just a little bit. What is the worst reaction your coach has ever had when you made a mistake in training? Describe it. Describe how you felt.
Well, I was really struggling out of bunkers. And she was in the bunker with me for like ages. And I just couldn't get it. And she kept telling me the same thing over and over again. But I just wasn't doing it. So she emptied two whole huge bags, shag bags of balls into her bunker. She goes, I hit all of these and I'll come back and see. And she walked off to the putting green, and I was in the bunker for like 2.5 hours just like on my own trying to figure it out, because I think she just got fed up of like telling me the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I think the way she was saying it just wasn't working the way I was thinking. So after I hit all those balls, I like figured it out what was the way it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a bit hard because, like, I felt like I was trying to do it, but it just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of just like, figure it out yourself and just helped me. Yeah. I mean, it was good because in the end I got it eventually. Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of, I was kind of like, oh God, here we go.
So in a way, it wasn't necessarily the worst reaction she had, but like the most, because you, like you said, in the end, it actually helped. Like,
yeah.
You managed to like think your way through it. Has there been like a time where she reacted in a way that it just like completely discouraged
you? Yeah, I mean, I've hit quite a few like wedges where she's just like, what the hell is that type thing? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing? What are you thinking? And like, you can't even answer the questions because you don't even know. And then, yeah, she's just like, kind of is like, what was that? And that's quite bad because you didn't mean to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're kind of like, I don't really know. You don't really know what to say. Because like, you didn't mean to hit the bad shot, but it's kind of like, she's like, why? Why are you doing that? What was that for, like, were you aiming there type thing? And it's like, no. But
yeah.
It was just one of those things.
So would you, like, prefer to have, for her to kind of have, like, the same approach during practice than what she would have during tournaments? Kind of planting that seed, thought that
you... I don't think so. I think in practice I'd rather have you, okay, let's look at why you hit that bad shot. And then be like, okay, so it went right, which means either, like, your club face is open, and, like, go back to why it happened,
mm-hmm.
and then figure that out. Like, especially if it was hitting, like, the same shot over and over again, take it back, like, to the technique. So then, because I like to focus on, like, one thing. So if I know my club face is open, the next, say I'm hitting another, like, 50 balls, I can make sure that it's square or sharp,
mm-hmm.
rather. But in the tournament, you can't change things and fix things like that. Yeah.
Alright. Well, you just answered the next question too. So that's good. So have you, like in the past, you had coaches back in England?
Mm-hmm.
Were they guys, girls?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
So what has been like your experience with like a male coach compared to female coaches?
I think they're like less understanding.
Male coaches?
Yeah. Cause I was in my regional like national team and my coach was a male and he was just like I wouldn't say more strict, but he was just more sort of harsh with how he did things,
mm-hmm.
and he'd sort of just leave you to, he'd say what was wrong or what you needed to work on and leave you to it,
mm-hmm.
rather than sort of helping you through the process. Yeah, I think so.
What is like your preference?
I think I prefer a female coach because they kind of understand like what you're like, all the other things that go on apart from golf,
mm-hmm.
and especially coaches that have been through college, like she knows we're in class and we've got homework and
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And I think the male goal swing is quite different to the girl goal swing, like speed and flexibility wise. So I was in like a mixed regional team,
mm-hmm.
and like, I was expected to do all the same things as the boys did, like in the
mm-hmm.
gym and swing it the same. And like, but I'm never going to swing it as fast as boys and stuff. And I feel like female coaches understand that and know that girls are really flexible and
mm-hmm.
other stuff, especially because like they've probably been through it themselves, so they understand.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Any last thoughts about the whole like study? Anything else you would like to add on? Something that you feel would be good for future research? Something to dig into?
Well, I think maybe like, because Kaylin, am I allowed to talk about someone else?
Yeah, like everything here is completely confidential, so don't worry.
Like,
about
she
it.
Got really upset in this tournament because coach wasn't with her
mm-hmm.
enough when she was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she really needed her there to, like, I don't know if to calm her down or just help her. But whereas, like, because I was playing good, I felt like I didn't need coach. But some people, like Maddie had Hamily with her the whole time. So that probably helped. So I think it's just, like, each person is different to how they react to, like, having them there. Because I know Kaylin would, if she could have coach for 18 holes, she would. But with me, I'm not, I wouldn't want that. So I'd maybe, like, the reason for that, I don't know, but...
Would you say, like, there's ever on the team itself, like, jealousy that develops if coach is more with one person than...
It happened this tournament, like... Kaylin got really angry at coach. She was like, why weren't you with me for like six holes? And I'm like, I mean, I see it differently because I was playing well, so I would like wasn't in need. But I know how she feels because I've had that in tournament that I really need coach. Because like coaches stay, so there was like one par three where she wanted to be on for everyone. So Kaylin was out four. So she went through and she wanted to stay for Maddie. And we were like four or five holes behind. So by the time Maddie gets there, Kaylin's played those five holes. And Kaylin got annoyed that like coach wasn't with her for all that time. And I don't, like some people don't, I don't think she understands that like coach has to be there for everyone.
Because if you do the math of it, you know, like going from one person to the other. If coach had to equally distribute her time, she would only see each person maybe for two holes.
And I think Kaylin... Well, Kaylin said she felt like her score was going to get dropped because coach wasn't with her. And I'm like, you can you can never think you don't know how anyone else is playing. Like, coach might be with someone because she's playing even worse than you are. Like, Holly played worse than Kaylin. But coach wasn't with Holly either. Like, coach was trying to be with everyone on the... Because there were some holes that really hard, difficult holes. And coach just stayed on the specific holes for everyone. And I think that's why she didn't get around. And then, but I mean, I think it's hard for coach because she has to be with everyone equally, but also, like, some people prefer having her, some people don't, or some people playing worse, some people playing bad, and it's hard to be like, do they need me because they're playing good, or do they need me because they're playing bad? And I think she has to weigh up, like, her benefit to those people.
So do you think coach, like, had, like, a different approach to this tournament than the last one? Because it sounds like she was, like, more specific about being on specific holes.
Yeah, so...
Where in the previous tournament, she kind of, like, all over the place.
Yeah, I think it was more because the course was, like, there were holes she had to be on. But, like, her... I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, I'm going to say it. She said to Kaylin the reason she avoided Kaylin was to try and make her play better, to annoy her. Because she knows, like, if her dad annoys Kaylin, Kaylin plays really good because she gets angry. So she purposely avoided Kaylin to try and make her, like, concentrate and focus on her own. But obviously it didn't work, and Kaylin got really angry. But that was coach's reason. And then she was obviously, she just said, I was trying to be with everyone. But I think it was just, like, but obviously I've told her afterwards that I felt like I was fine on my own. So I think for the next tournament, she'll, like, change it again because she knows, Kaylin made it pretty clear. Like, she needed her, and I said, if I'm good, I'm good. But if I'm playing bad and I need coach as well, and everyone needs coach, then it's a bit hard situation, I guess, for her.
So if you, like, if you do play badly, for example, how long do you feel like you need coach to be with you?
I would say just, like, two holes just from like tee to green, just like going through each shot of you and calming you down, because I get really like worked up when I play bad. And one tournament last semester, she just walked with me for like three holes, just calmed me down, took my mind off it. We spoke about just random stuff, and then she left me, and I was like sort of like just starting again, so you can just forget about it. Yeah, and I think that does help when you're playing bad, or like there's a certain shot you can just sort of say, because she knows our swing, she might just be like, okay, just make sure you do this, or just think about that, or like I was leaving a bit short this tournament, she goes, just make sure you add, like, you have your forward press, which I've been practicing, but I kind of forgot about that, and then once I did that I was fine. And that really helped. So yeah,
good. All right, awesome, cool. I don't have any more questions for you.
Sweet. I didn't take that long.
No. It really just depends, like, with interviews. I mean, you can hit a topic that someone's just very passionate about, you know, and then they can talk for hours on it.